This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With a deadline less than 24 hours away, United Auto Workers are poised to strike General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Morocco, international rescue crews are still recovering bodies days after a massive earthquake struck the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Bulldozers, rescue crews, and Moroccan first responders work around the clock trying to dig through the wreckage to unearth the 8 to 10 corpses still underneath. This is the village of Imin Tala, located high in the Atlas Mountains. During the Moroccan earthquake, a slice of rock tumbled down and crushed the village. Resident Aid Ougadir Al-Hussein told the AP, "We have 93 homes in this village and all were destroyed. There were three families that all vanished. My sister and my niece and my uncle's wife and my cousin, eight people from my family died." Moroccan authorities have reported more than 2,900 deaths. I'm Karen Chamas.
The top Air Force commander for Europe and Africa says the U.S. military has resumed a large amount of counterterrorism missions in Niger, flying drones and other aircraft out of Niger air bases more than a month after a coup temporarily halted all of those activities. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears to have won over even the most reluctant Republicans in his move to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says there are so many questions about Biden family business dealings, and lawmakers must be able to get answers.
All that impeachment inquiry does is provide Congress the opportunity.
After a closed-door meeting with McCarthy, several Republicans said there is compelling evidence. Some say the sooner they can go after the president, the better, though some urge that the House vote to move ahead and legitimize the process. At the White House, President Biden ignored questions about the probe minutes earlier.
There is no evidence. The evidence does not exist, and this is a political stunt.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said the allegations are baseless, and the president has done nothing wrong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked an effort by the governor of the U.S. state of New Mexico to ban the right to carry guns in the Albuquerque area after a rash of recent deaths. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A flurry of lawsuits have been filed after Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham imposed an emergency health order last week, suspending the right to carry weapons in public places. Attorney Jason Bowles represents the National Association for Gun Rights and says on KOAT-TV,
"The judge absolutely made the right decision. Judge applied the Second Amendment, which prohibits this kind of outright ban on carry of firearms by law-abiding citizens."
This Albuquerque area resident, Audrey Trujillo, says,
"You can't just go and put a banding on it because it's not going to go away."
Even the judge said he didn't blame the governor for trying to do something, but his ruling had to be based on the Constitution. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in Vietnam said Thursday 10 children were among 56 people killed in a blaze in a Hanoi high-rise, which some residents desperately tried to escape by jumping out of the upper floors. According to witnesses, authorities have still not released the cause of that fire on Tuesday that took authorities until Wednesday morning before it was brought under control. In other news, at this hour, Bermuda preparing for rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Lee as the storm passes to the west of the island. Authorities closed schools and suspended ferry service while issuing high surf warnings. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could bring between 2 to 5 centimeters of rain to Bermuda by early Friday, heading up the coast toward the New England area of the U.S. and parts of Canada. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.